Rabbi Moti Posen.
The Mishnah in Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet says, Rabbi Chanina ben Chinoi Oyemeh, Haneru Belailo, someone's up in the night, Vamahalech Bederech Yechidi, someone who travels alone, Vahamvan Libo Levatola, someone whose heart is empty, just thinks about, as we say in English, rubbish. He doesn't think about anything proper, anything serious. It's like his chayv misa. And when he's up in the night, he travels alone, or he's thinking about nothing. It's chayv benafshay. So it's different from halachim and the Rishonim, how you deal with this mishnah, or what exactly is it referring to. The Yerushalmi brings this mishnah, and the Yerushalmi explains that Haneir Belaila and Hamfan Libel of Atol is the same thing. Meaning, someone's up in the night, and he's not thinking about anything in particular, he's done wasting time, Muschav ben Afshay. Why? The Shami says, the person's up in the night, the Zman Laila, the Gemara says, is for learning Torah, and if you're anyway up in the night, you should be learning Torah. In fact, the Rabbi Yonah points out more, he says, when a person's during the day and he's awake, so then he's got an excuse, he's busy, he's working, he's talking to people, he's eating, he's going, he's davening, all different activities people do in the day. So at the night, there's no work to do, everything's closed. Nowadays, I guess you're having online. But really, you've got all the time to sit and learn. So almost up in the night anyway, you should be learning. Rabbi Yehuda says, night was created to learn. There's many in Yonim, Chazal explain, and they go to length about it, that there's a special Indian learning at night. The pasuk of learning the night and the day. Within the Shulchan Aruch, actually, people aren't aware, there's a mitzvah to learn in the day and the night. I mean, if a person learns the day, he learns for 10, 12 hours, here you got the day now, and the summer goes on forever. So you can learn for 12, 13, 14 hours, comes the night, Davos Merav goes to bed. He wasn't Makayim V'Giz, but Yom HaVelayla, there's a mitzvah to learn Dafka at night as well. The Mahalcha may be used for Krishna maybe, but there's a mitzvah, Be'etzim, to learn Yom HaVelayla. There's a mitzvah to learn Dafka in the night. Now, here in Manchester, we have, in England, but Manchester as well, quite brings us to quite a peak, that there's, we have funny Zmanim, Shabbos comes in, goes out, the winter, crazy early, summer, crazy late. The whole Zmanim system is made quite funny here in England. The more north you go, the worse it gets. You get to Scotland, you go to Finland, wherever you, the more you head that direction, it gets all. So, the night here is very short, it's almost non-existent. So then you're running into many shailas here, many areas of Shabbos. The shailas I'd like to discuss today is negeir to shacharis. You want to come down in shacharis. We know you can only down in many things in shacharis, brochas. We'll discuss hopefully brachas Torah and sitzes, tilzidayim, mashiyotza, kan neshama. There's many things you can only say if you slept in the night. If you sleep in the day, lemashal, a person goes to sleep at Shabbos afternoon, you sleep. You know, Sheikh Hazanesh, he sleeps for 6 hours, Zayat Cholent, knocks him out 6 hours, he wakes up. We don't say Lekan Neshama, we don't say Ma'avishena, you don't say Shiotza. Why don't you say these brachas? These brachas Chazal designated specifically for sleeping in the night. If you're going to say there's no night, or you go to sleep after the night, do you say these brachas? There's much more shailas. Can you go to sleep? You know, Alois, according to different luachs, fluctuates between 106, 110. Let's call it 110 to be safe. So you go to sleep after 110 tonight. Can you go to sleep? We know before every mitzvah, you're not allowed to sleep, eat, learn, go on a journey. So you got the mitzvah of Krishna, Tefillah. We don't daven until next. But Be'etzim it starts Alois. But the other you can daven Alois. So Alois is a man Tefillah. Can you go to sleep after 110? Krishna, Tefillah. Many shailas. Try and discuss whatever we have time for. There are nights as a mitzvah to stay up. Or really, there's one night as a mitzvah to stay up, one night the whole year, nice little Seder, first night of Pesach, even Chutz La'aretz, the only night which is a mitzvah and a Torah to stay up and talk about Tzitzis Mitzrayim, is Pesach. But every other night, there's no Dafka Chiv mitzvah to stay up. Seder night, there's a mitzvah and a Torah. Again, even that doesn't take long, you can be out after a few minutes, but there's a mitzvah to carry on until you mamish get tired. There are other nights which are a minig, like the Shavuos, like Bo'im HaSim B'Lav a minig to stay up. Hashanah Rabbah night, there's an Indian stay up. There's many Minhagim went to stay up. Shvi Shal Pesach, which is this man of Kriyas Yam Suf, is Indian stay up. All these nights are the Indian stay up. The only night that there's Amish Mitzvah is Seder night. But other nights were up. Now, as you say, we're up all night. If Alois here strikes at 1:10, technically speaking, we're up all night. So the first thing...
You looked out of the window, someone told me years ago, I used to examine this, and he said, you looked out at Harlow Session, and it was pitch black for a long time.
So the truth is, if you look towards Lower Rota now, you'll see it doesn't get dark. There's no night now in the summer, come out of these few months even, till Tisha B'Av, you look towards Lower Rota and you watch the sky slightly, it's black by us, and it goes blue as it goes along. Now the Gemara says to be necht, it's got to be dark as far as you can see. Was there a Malcolm in the Gemara? So that's the problem. Yeah, you enter the realm of Zmanim with all the complexities of Zmanim, and it's hard to give exact what's. But clearly you can see that from already, well, even though, well, not from already, the whole night, but Esen doesn't get completely dark. And if that's the case, the Alois say there's no night. There's people who keep Shabbos till Alois, which is 106, 110. Tisha B'Av, I think, is the first night where you're going to have a proper night. Not very much, a few minutes. But there are people who keep Nacht till then, because, as we said, it doesn't really get dark. Say that if you keep the early Nacht, plenty to rely on. But the Nakuda is that Alois comes so early, so your night is very, very small. So if you stay up till 1:10, you've been up all night, you run into a whole realm of complications. So the first shaila is, let's discuss. So the first thing we said earlier was the mitzvahs to learn. So it's quite easy. You've barely got much time. If you want to tell someone, you know, I learned the whole night last night. Great. You know, you'd have a marav, whatever time. You learn until 1 o'clock, or 1:10. You've learned the whole night. Imagine it would be Shavuot's night. Be it in, yeah, Shavuot's night. It is very short. But you could be up the whole night learning. So the first Indian is a special Indian of learning dafka by night. We say there could be even a chiv, a gizah by yoimam, the lailo. Shulchan Aruch learns there's a mitzvah by day and another mitzvah by night. Dafka to learn every night. So if you learn all day, it's kedai to learn even 1 minute, just something at night, to be to the mitzvah, because we're in Malala. So the first shaila is, can you go to sleep? As we said, before every mitzvah, you can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't go on a journey. There's many things you can't do before a mitzvah. Any tefillah, before the classic ones, is because chametz, everyone knows, kiddush shofar, megillah, across the board, every mitzvah, we know you can't do all these things before you do the mitzvah. So it comes 1:10, you want to go to sleep. That's it, shachris is, I don't know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whenever you daven, maybe you can't go to sleep. So, there's two problems here. There's a problem of Krishma and a problem of Shacharis. Two individual mitzvahs, not problems, Chas V'Shalom. Stipler says some people look at 613 problems. How do you avoid all these problems? 613 mitzvahs, they're not problems. You've got two things you have to worry about here. Krishma, Tefillah. How does it work? How can you sort out both problems? Now, the best is, very simple, wait up a little bit longer till meds. Say Krishma, daven Shacharis, then you're fine. You've done it all. There's no problem at all. But many people don't want to do that. They want to go to sleep 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whenever they finish their busy schedule, they want to go to sleep. It's not this man, even though you can daven Alois, really you don't daven until net. So what do you do? So there are different answers. One answer is, say Krishna now. Krishna, you can say whenever you like. Someone was asking me last night in the car park. He said that he's going home now. It was quite late. And he told me he's going to sleep after Alois. He doesn't need to say Krishna. There's no Krishna Alamita, because Krishna, you say Alamita before you sleep in the night. You don't say Krishna in the day. Someone goes to sleep in the afternoon, doesn't say Krishna, only goes to sleep at night. He's going to sleep after the night. Why is he in Krishna? So I was telling him that there's the Nyonim of Shmira, still you say Krishna. There's nothing wrong with saying Krishna. You say Krishna as many times as you like. It's Psukim Sachakot. Hamapil is the greatest shahada, do you say Hamapil? But Krishna, you can say, so too, you go to sleep after 1:10. So the simple answer is, say Krishna now. You make it tonight. If this man is really now, and I could take a say Krishna now, and I'm not going to catch later, this is my Krishna. And if not, some saying Krishna, he say, use that Krishna Alamita. And when I wake up in the morning and I catch this man, Krishna, I'll say it again, and that'll be my Ikka Krishna. Yeah, that was another problem with Zmanim. If you look at the different luachs, they kept changing over the years, because it's very unclear. The whole sukkah of Zmanim is as big as it's a sea in itself, and it's very unclear. Both of them, there's much complications. When it is, all the Zmanim are very complicated. And if you look, take a look through the old Luachs and the new Luachs, you'll see things were not kept all the same all the way along. Different things crept in over the years, but Zmanim is... So that's the first thing. So you can say Krishna. Again, not always so practical, someone wants to go to bed, he doesn't want to say Krishna. So that's the first. So the first thing would be daven Shacharis, wait for nets, daven Shacharis. Second answer is don't daven, don't wait for nets. Already I like to say Krishna. The problem is, what about Tefillah? We said, you've got to daven Shacharis too, you've got a chiv tefillah, and you're going to sleep now, you're not allowed to really daven before net. You can daven, but you're not supposed to. So if you daven Shacharis now, you're even a little chatzchil of davening after net. So Macharusa was telling me a simple later, which Lecher is right, he's very simple. The ikat tefillah, you eat with anything. You daven, you say shvach, you get hoidoy, aspakosha, He gave him the Rosh Hashanah a small tefillah that he 20 seconds. He said, Rosh Hashanah, you know, you have everything, make me rich. Thank you for everything. You eat, you shvech, you do, you buy kosher. And very simple, you got a nice tefillah. You eat to me, ikadin, you chiv the rice of tefillah. And it could be now, it'd be easier to say you can go to sleep because you've really done your krishma, your tefillah. Okay, so that's to say it's number two. You take a do a mini shachris, which involves krishma, and some sort of tefillah. You eat to ikadin, you chiv tefillah. The next eater, which is more practical, which works 6 days a week, is you set an alarm. Shabbos, if you didn't remember, before Shabbos, you got a problem, you can't set an alarm. But the other days of the week, you set an alarm. An alarm, the chayyah is great, because the shayyah wakes you up, no problem at all. Now, some take a little bit of issue with this, because the makayyah of a shayyah comes in the Ramah. The Ramah says, you talk about mincha, the person's busy. So the Ramah is very simple, you rely on the gabbah here. Every city has a gabbah, and the gabbah around knocking on all the doors, telling everyone, time to daven. So Ramah says, that's great, you rely on him. Now you have a shayyah, you can do what you like. You can go to sleep, you could, all different things you can't do for mincha, shachas, have a haircut, different stuff you're allowed to do because you're allowed on the shema. So some say that is a shema. Why? Because a shema who doesn't do his job, he'll get fired. His job's at stake, he gets paid to do this. His job's at stake. If he doesn't wake you up, they'll say, where were you? What's going on? Right, that's it. Tomorrow, new shema. He's worried for his parnasa, he's worried for his job, therefore he's going to make sure to wake you up. This is his achrayas. An alarm doesn't always ring, or you tell someone, can you wake me up in about 10 minutes? You meet them a week later. Ooh, I forgot. Okay, too bad. There's no achrayas there. Therefore, some say there might not be the case of the Ramah, the Rosamah. Someone has an achrayas to wake you up. He's guaranteed to wake you. That's his job, that's his life. Therefore, you go around it. But stamina alarm, which, okay, the alarm's a little bit better because you can be sure it's going to go if you know it. Many times you buy a new alarm clock, it doesn't ring. If you know it's going to ring, you're fine. But to ask someone to wake you up is not as good as the case of the Ramah. Still, placing arm ankle using a shema. So that's the next day, you want to go to sleep, you don't want to say krishma, you don't want to start doing tefillahs. Very simple, set an alarm. You know the alarm will wake you up. No problem at all. Comes Shabbos. Shabbos is a big problem. Friday night, you look at your clock, it's after halos, you want to go to sleep. You can't set an alarm now, what are you going to do? So some people will say the eitzah, don't worry, my wife, my kids, my grandchildren, someone will come, the postman, there's noise, the lights go on, I'll wake up. Now that's not so posh, because if you have a shema, and the shema himself is sleeping, you know he'll wake up, but he's sleeping. Now he's in a matter of sleeping, he's on a shema. You can't say, ask someone to wake me up, and that person himself is out of service. Even though, you know, the kids always wake up 6 o'clock in the morning, still, now they're not God in shema. So you can't rely on anyone that's sleeping, even though you know that most likely you'll wake up too. So to rely on that is not going to be good. Then if it comes Friday night, your tech has got a problem. The best is, say krishma, do say krishma, say tefillah, and then you at least you've got that. Otherwise, you're running into deep waters here. What's going on? How can you go to sleep? Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. That's not so simple. So that's the answer now. You go to sleep after. No, because it has been from Alois, you can start everything. Again, krishma is even worse than tefillah. It's very dodgy to think krishma early. But the whole problem. No, the whole problem is because you've got a chiv krishma. So if I've got a krishma, I'll say it. If I don't have a chiv krishma, I'm still saying krishma. You're not in the pickle anymore. Tefillah's a little bit trickier because tefillah, it could be you've got to do the Torah Chazal, but at least you need to be the Evet. Now, he asked a very good question. If you go to sleep for 1:09, my bedtime, 10:30 every night, no problem at all. Not so simple. If you wake up in the middle of the night, can you go back to sleep? Tricky, a person wakes up, he goes to the bathroom, someone's crying, goes to the kids, some noise, he wakes up, he looks at the clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's it. Get up, get dressed. How do you go back to sleep? So, again, we've got a mahalach we said before, either you could set, you have an alarm, no problem. You want to say krishma now and some sort of tefillah, no problem. There are two other heterim they bring down, which that's one heter. Again, these heterim are very, very dodgy. If someone does rely on it, then no, but it's not like mainstream. But these heterim are brought down. One heter was they bring B'shem the Chazanesh. Again, the Chazanesh, I don't know, didn't say, I don't know. B'shem the Chazanesh, like he was far. You went to sleep better. Fine, now you're awake. So now I'm just carrying on. I had a small half sock in my sleep. I'm just carrying on my matzah of sleeping. Which is a massive chiddush, because now you've woken up, you've woken up. But he says, no, we don't look at it like that. It's one long sleep. Again, it's a svara which is a little bit shaky. Whether the Chazanesh said it or not, I don't know. They bring down that he said it. But it's not something to rely on. If it's Friday night, you can't set an alarm. You rely on it. No. But it's kedai to avoid these heterim because the second heter the Siddur Gra brings down on the Binyan Olam, which again is a massive chiddush, and they say very simple. Before mincha, you want to eat a suda. So we know a Suda Ketana is Mutar, Suda Gedoyla is Asa. What's Ketana, what's Gedoyla? Doesn't mean how much food you eat, it means how many people are there. Suda Gedoyla, you've got, I don't know, 10, 15 people. Suda Gedoyla. You eat, you, wife, kids, 2, 3, 5 people, Chavrus, a friend, partner, just a few people, that's Suda Ketana, that's Mutar, because it won't go on forever. They say once you've slept somewhat of the night, you slept 3, 4 hours, you're not as tired anymore. Now you're back to sleep, it's Suda Ketana. You're in for a nap. It's a short sleep, you've already done your main sleep of the night. So therefore, to go to sleep, there's no problem. It's a Suda Ketana, which is a big chiddush, of course, because if you wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, you've slept 1 hour, now you've got another, depending who you are, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 hours left. So you can still say, no, you've gone to sleep already, so you've had a little bit of a sleep. Okay, this is the Svara. It does go, it doesn't go, I don't know. This is what they bring down. So that would be another hetzer if you'd wake up in the middle of the night. Wouldn't help to go to sleep. But Friday night, we haven't got an alarm, you said, I've got to set an alarm, and you woke up to go back to sleep, you'd have these two at the time to rely on. Half an hour before. Yeah, half an hour before. Well, here's a little bit lighter because the real zman is next. From Alois it's Shaykh to do. So some say there isn't half an hour beforehand. Half an hour before the real zman. The real zman is next. So
before Nets, half an hour.
Yeah. You know, well, after Nets. Nets is now, I don't know, it's 4, 5. Right, so if you wake up 5:30.
4:30.
Yeah, you got the problem. So you have to rely on one of these at the table or you have an alarm. Now, it's very important to remember that Shacharis is different to every other mitzvah. In that every other mitzvah we know, as you said, Megillah, Chanukah, B'dikas Chometz, all every mitzvah, you can't do any of these things before. Like, every mitzvah, that's the halacha, everyone knows. Shacharis is a little bit different, because even Te'ima's Asa, because you've got Lo'isoich La'aladam, we know the Gemara says, Asa Lasas Chafotz Al-Kodim Shispal, you can't do any business before you daven. There's much more Yisurim by Shacharis. The Marshal, person wants to, I don't know, he's waiting around to hear Megillah. Megillah's not something to get, because in the night you've got time to assess, in the morning it's Shacharis anyway. B'dikas Chometz, he's waiting to B'dikas Chometz, he wants to have a drink, no problem, you can have a te'ima, small amount of food or a drink, no problem, before a mitzvah. Shacharis, or you want to eat food, right, but I want to have an apple, so it's te'ima, it's not mazoin, it's a small amount, no problem. Before Shacharis, you can't do that. You've got Lo'isoich La'aladam. Before you're about to do B'dikas Chometz, the guy wants to quickly send an email for business purposes, no problem. Before Shacharis, you can't do any business. So you've got to always remember, Shacharis, you can't say Shalom Aleichem to someone. There's a whole wealth of things you can't do for Shacharis more. So when it comes, 1:10, that's it. Everything's out now. I mean, the guy's busy doing business and he goes on and on and on. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, 10 past 1, he's running into problems now. You have a Chiv Shacharis, how can you do business? Shavuos night, sorry? Oh, but here's a little bit different because there it's talking about where you might forget. So when you start the Be'etah, we don't give you the Gzeir, you might forget. Here's the Issa to do it before you daven. It's an Issa in itself, not because you might forget. The Gemara Darshan is a pasuk. You can't do anything before you daven Dashem. So you're running into much deeper water. Shavuos night, I remember when people were laying all night, and they were drinking, and there was food out there. So drinking, okay, the term to drink for Shacharis, we'll have coffee, we'll have a drink, fine, whatever the Heter is. But to eat, how can you carry on eating? Hits 1:10, you've got Alois, what's going on? We're not worried about forgetting. Forgetting to daven, there's a lot of Terim, and people, one of the Terim is everyone's in the shul together, you'll remember, Rabbi Mitzchir, Adoti, everyone will remind each other, fine, you won't forget. But how can you eat for Shacharis? So once you play this game, you're reckoning with 1:10, then everything's going to change focus now. Business, eating, going on a journey, all these things which you can't do for Shacharis, you have to always work out how you're going to get around them. So there's saying Shalom Aleichem, there's doing Malacha, eating, drinking, going on a journey. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. The brachas and washing hands. So the Gemara brachas, Yudala says, Omer Ravidi bar Hovin, Omer Yitzchok bar Shion. Also, Le'laz b'las chavos chodim shisvalo. Person cannot do anything he needs. Any of his also le'laz chavos of anything you need to do. You can get dressed. Person needs to get to Shacharis. That's okay. But anything else, you can't do chodim shisvalo. Shenema brings the pasuk. Omer Ravidi bar Hovin, Omer Yitzchok chodim shisvalo. Achios le'derech which baruch also le'chavos of someone who davens and then goes on a journey. Hashem looks after you. But if you do your chavos of, you do your personal matters before davening, Hashem says, look, you seem to take great care of yourself. You don't need to ask me to help you. Don't daven first. So have a good day. Go sort yourself out. So you see a person who starts doing these things before davening, he might not get the same siyat teshuva as if you do after davening. So you come to the shayla. Someone says, no, recently, every morning he wakes up, the first thing he reaches for his pad and checks his emails. I don't know. You're checking his emails. We're talking about business emails. So you don't mean, no, I'm not really doing any business. I'm just checking the emails. People pay for that. If you do that during the day, the boss doesn't say, how much time do you spend checking emails? That is the job, checking the emails, and then, okay, you want to reply to them, but he knows where he's holding. So I don't know, is it also a mutter? I don't know why it should be mutter. He's starting the business. Any of these things a person does, checks the post on the way to work, all these things. Also, a lot of them laugh, unless chavotzev, you can't do any of these things before you daven. It's very negative because, unfortunately, we don't all get up so early, and I'm only have builders in your house, your electrician, your builder, and he's there before you get up, and he wants to know what to do. Also, a lot of them laugh, you can't really tell him what to do. And if you walk out the front door and he's there, he's going to say, oh, can I just ask you what to do with this wire, this plug, what are you meant to do now? You always have to remember, there's an issa to do anything really, anything which has got to do with your private life before you daven. So all these things, is a shaila, can you? Maybe in checking emails is muta, I don't know. I don't see why I should be muta. Maybe it's such a small act. It's not really chavotzev.
No one in the world playing up in 10 past 1, yes? So it's, no one playing this time, so...
Yeah, it's not... Oh, but he always the chiv to fill a start.
It's not this mandolin, the tefillah.
Because you can't do anything before you daven shacharis. When you daven shacharis, as soon as this man starts, you're awake. Why don't you daven now? Oh, so people say there's a better heter. The heter, which is like you're saying, just you could reconstruct it slightly, is the serious Chazal said you can't daven alois. The person who has to is allowed to. He's oinus, he's allowed to. But the Ezim Chazal is away for nets. So I'll tell the Rebbein Shalom, I would daven 10 past 1. Great, I'm up anyway. Daven shacharis, then I'll get back to business. Why am I not doing that? Because Chazal said don't daven before nets. Wait for nets. Say the Yechidus, at least I've davened. But Chazal said you're not allowed to unless you're in Reynos. You can't just daven for nets. So if I can't daven for nets, so why am I confined that I can't do anything? The Torah is dictating that I can't daven now. I would daven, on my terms, I would daven now. So there you get a little bit tricky because you can't do any melacha you meant to daven, but you can't daven. So those people who daven in the winter before nets, when Netz is a chvase, 8 o'clock, you daven, I don't know if you have this letter, because you see that you would happily daven now. So this is a man's filler for you, so even this letter wouldn't apply. If you've never done full Netz, so it's a little bit tricky, is why am I tied up? I'm confined by not davening. I can't daven if I want to daven. So that's one of the caches, the Moir. Lemais, Alois, Alois. Din Shulchan Aruch, once it comes Alois, this man's filler hasn't begun. So it's one of the drawbacks of living here, that you're going to run into the Ishailas, because Netz, Alois, is going to be so early that you got your trick, it's a little bit tricky. Comes the Shaila, people want to know, can they go shopping, can they go to the car boot sale? So they get up early, they get up 6 o'clock in the morning. Alois, Netz, it's 5:30, they want to go shopping. So, people always want to know, can they go to these sort of sales? In the winter as well, you get the sales after Chag in the winter. So there, you got the same paradox we spoke about before, because Netz is, let's say, 8 o'clock. Alois is, I don't know, 6 o'clock. So I'll go to the sales at 7 o'clock when they first start. I want to be the first one there. Grab all the tears. Now, why am I not davening? Because I'm waiting for nets. It's not fair. If I wait for nets, I'll miss. There's no way to work around this. You're trapped between Alois and nets. You can't daven for nets, but you hear Twitter starts at Alois. So what should I do? Between Alois and nets, there's no man's land. I can't daven and I can't go shopping. So that's part of the paradox here. It's a little bit stuck.
Can I get a minion at that time? Do you still
say so? Yeah, okay. If there's no minion as well. If it's Alois, it's more attainment without a minion. But yeah. That's also true. There's a shaila as well. The Gemara says, can you daven? Can you learn before you daven? Someone says, you know, I'm a great tzaddik, I'll get up early and I'll learn. Well, do you know, tonight it comes 1:10 in the middle of learning, maybe you have to stop. So the machalik is Rishonim here. Rashi says, you can't learn. And all the Rishonim machalik. Promise the Shulchan Aruch is chesh for Rashi. There's no chanami, you can't learn before davening. So because it's only Shittas Rashi, against all other Rishonim, there are many a term that Achronim apply here. One of them is, if you always daven with a minion, we'll make it, because you're going to remember. If you daven at home, so you might just carry on learning, you'll forget to daven. But if you're always, in your mind, you've got this internal clock that clicks in and says, hey, time to go to the minion, that's one of their term. Spoke about Rabbi Mitke Adodi, you have a shul full of people, or you're in a shul, you're learning by yourself, but you're in a place where shachris will happen. Again, it's a reminder. There are many a term. But stop learning without an alarm. Again, you're running into the same shaila before shacharis. Then you come to all the shailas regarding brachas. So the first bracha we make every morning is in Tillis Yidayim. Do you make in Tillis Yidayim? So we said, if you go to sleep in the afternoon, every afternoon, 1 till 2, for an hour you go to sleep, you wake up 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't. You may wash your hands, you don't make Tillis Yidayim. Why? Because you slept during the day. You go to sleep after 1:10, you slept during the day. Can you say anything to sit down? So there's two reasons, well, there's really four reasons why we wash Tillis Yidayim every morning, but there's two reasons why you make a bracha. One reason is because the person touched himself and he was come to daven. Another reason is because he's a Briah Kadosha. He became a new Briah, a new barrier in the night. We get refreshed and renewed. So here, the boys in day have both reasons. You went to sleep, so you may have touched yourself. Your hands are not clean for davening. And a Briah Kadosha could be, whenever it happened, it happened. But you're now a Briah Kadosha. Some say because most people are Briah Kadosha, it's Shrech to the Brunshim that you made the world as well, like a person who can't hear or can't see, still makes the brachas in the morning. Why? Because it's thing. Thank you to Brunshim that generally speaking, people can see, people can hear. So here's what, generally speaking, people are Briah Kadosha. I may not because I was up all night. So this is the time you can say, if you slept, Shavuos night, a person's up all night, doesn't sleep bechlal. Person's busy, he goes on a flight, he's up all night, then not. But if you slept somewhat in these hours before Shacharis, then you're able to say at this time in the morning. So Ruach Ra doesn't necessitate the bracha. For sure you've got to wash. He's right, for sure. Shulchan Aruch says if you slept in the day, you still have to wash. Why? Because Ruach Ra. So for sure you have to wash. Shulchan Aruch says even if you up all night, comes Alois, you have to wash then, because Ruach Ra, Pasha says Alois. He has a bit of a sophic about it, whether you wash again later, but you should wash Alois. Why? Because of Ruach Ra. But to require a bracha, that maybe not. So if you've slept somewhere in the night. So generally speaking, we're going to try and discuss the main challenge of someone. He's not up all night, that's really for sure. So person's, I don't know, busy, he's got a flight. But normally speaking, a person's tagger sleeps, but he goes to sleep after Alois. That's the classic shayla. So our friend, he goes to sleep after Alois. Right, tonight he goes to sleep 2 o'clock in the morning. So this time is okay. Why? He says, either you've touched yourself, or you've touched yourself, and a Briah Kadosha, either you have, or generally speaking, people have Briah Kadosha. Well, strictly speaking, the way it's been for probably for hundreds, maybe even thousands of years, is the alois that we use. There's the money we use in our luach. There's many caches on it. But this is the main way that we've been going for a long time. So, there is that cache, which is nothing to go with. Yeah, if you go to Lemaisa, the one they use now is more correct. Pash is more, again, it's hard to be bachreya. This man, his pash is more correct. Therefore, this man is the one we're going to be reckoning with. And that's the one you're going to be using. Someone woke up in the middle of the night. We said about him, this time. Someone woke up in the middle of the night. It could happen. A person goes to the bathroom, goes to make a bottle for the baby, goes to, I don't know what. So he wakes up, he washes his hands 6 times, and he goes back to sleep. So can he be in this time now in the morning? Because you washed your hands 3 o'clock in the morning. Now you're davening shacharis 7:30. So here the Be'alokha points out, you can still say Tesis Daim, because it's still going on that. It's either going on the washing now, you're washing again now for Shacharis, or it's going on the washing then, but either way you've washed. If you made the bracha on Tesis Daim, then for sure you can't say it again. But it's unlikely a person gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning, washes his hands, he's not making Tesis Daim. So you made Tesis Daim again in the morning, and that will work for even though you washed your hands earlier. Lechatchila, we spoke about this previous time, Lechatchila, the best is, hard to do, people don't often do it, but the best is you made the bracha on Mamash Evelas Yostan. What's that? You come to Shacharis. Whenever you're ready to daven, you wash your hands, and eat them straight away then. Not much like ba'amoyti, by bread. You wash your hands, eat them then. Shacharis says, you're allowed to say it later. You're allowed to wash your hands at home, eat them later. But the best is the hidu to evlas yosan. If you're ever going to wash your hands again, in shul, we spoke about as well, about, we spoke once here about washing hands for davening. Mincha, ma'arav, everyone knows, for sure, there's a chiv, you've got to run and wash your hands before you daven. Shacharis, everyone forgets, they wash at home. Then the mesiach das, they come to shul, they go here, they do there, they make fungals. Go for a coffee, touch themselves, they don't know what the mesiach does from their washing, they don't concentrate on their hands. So the first fill of the day is the one that you didn't wash your hands for, because you're lying on washing at home, your mesiach does. Yeah, well, the best is wash again in shul, and maintain them as you wash, like by hamoisi, like by bread, and then you know you've got it the best way, you've got the tzidam with the washing, or las yosan. But if you did wash earlier, you'll still make a bracha later. So you go up in the night, you wash your hands, you do go back to sleep, you don't go back to sleep, you go to fetch someone from the airport, whatever you're doing, you're busy, still you can say tzidam in the morning. Then he comes to the shayla of Ashiyotza. Ashiyotza, so a person goes to use the bathroom, no problem at all. Person didn't. So here's the machlokes and the boys came, whether you do or don't say. The ma'ez mishpura is machriya that you do say Ashiyotza. So again, so far, we haven't said anything you don't say. Ashiyotza you say, why? Because Ashiyotza is a brocha on the body, the body's been renewed. The best is if you go to the bathroom and you avoid the whole machlokes. The ashes hold no. I went to the bathroom, either way I say Ashiyotza. If you didn't, or a person went early, a person went in the night, 5 o'clock in the morning, went to the bathroom, said Shiyotza, went back to sleep, now he doesn't need to go again. Still in the morning, he said Shiyotza. Why? Because he's a Briah Kadosha. Although, an example just now wasn't such a good example. Because if Alois was before 5 o'clock, so this is Shiyotza and the Briah Kadosha, now he's going for an afternoon nap. 5 till 7 is the day. So you got to watch out. If you do say Shiyotza in the night, it's got to be, if it's before Alois, you can say another one in the morning. After Alois, you can't. So you got to watch out. And if you go to the bathroom in the morning, you avoid the whole shaila, no problem at all. So if you don't go to the bathroom in the morning, because you went in the night, you have to work out. Did I go before lois or after lois? Before lois, making a shelter. I've slept again in the night. After lois, I went to the bathroom. I said a shelter on the night and on the bathroom. So now, I want to say a shelter again. I can't. It's like I've slept in the day. You can't say a shelter again. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. In the morning, the Ramah says you make a bracha in the morning because you're bria chadasha, you're a new body. So even if you don't go to the bathroom, you make a shiotza. If you made it once, the mashal, you got up 5 o'clock in the morning after alois, and you went to the bathroom and made a shiotza, so you've made it on being a bria chadasha after alois. If you're up all night, then of course you don't have this. Yeah, the bria chadasha is because you're a new entity, you went to sleep, and the Ramah refreshed you, put neshama back. If you're up all night, then we don't say this. But again, we're discussing mainstream, a person did go to sleep. So far, he's okay to do everything, unless he has shiotza after alois, and went back to sleep. Then he comes to Shaila Brech Sotoya. The Shulchan Aruch Sim Mem Zayin, Sif Yud says, the person says Brech Sotoya in the morning. Gets up in the morning, Brech Sotoya for Shachar, it's beautiful. Then he comes to Teraway, he has a great shiur, so he's learned, he made the bracha on the Torah. Brilliant, no problem. Then he goes to work, goes to sleep, goes to eat, goes on a journey. And then again, it's 9 o'clock at night, he starts learning again. So why don't you need the new Berach Sotoya? You Mesiach Das. When every time you make a shahakal on a drink, and then you Mesiach Das, 7 hours later you want to have a new drink, you make a new shahakal. You make a Berach Sotoya in the morning, you Mesiach Das. Why don't you need a new Berach Sotoya? The Shulchan Aruch says, a Yid is never Mesiach Das from Torah. Some say because there's a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. At least the Chiyuv, it remains on you the whole time. Pung now, I can't learn because I'm busy with ABC. But really, the Chiyuv remains on you. As I've done the person always wants to learn, therefore it's always in his mind. The only time you need to make a new Berach Sotoya, if you Mesiach Das properly, which is sleeping, when sleeping a person can want to learn as much as he likes, but you can't learn at night. Sleeping, you can't learn. The Chalak says in Rosh, but it's because it's a new day. I make Berach Sotoya every new day, thank Hashem again, give us the Torah. But I thank Hashem every day again, like I thank Him for my ears and my eyes, which they're not. You know, new Chiv, just it's a new day, so I thank Him again, so to Torah, I thank Him again. Other mahalach is, no, I'm Mesiach Das by sleeping. So you have machlokes tzitzis in Rosh, if a person doesn't sleep, Shavuos night, the classic example, people are up all night learning, comes the morning, Shavuos, the Kabbalah Sotoya, and you can't see Berach Sotoya. You have machlokes Rishonim here, if the tzad is because of Mesiach Das, I don't say, okay, I'm learning all night, not Mesiach Das. If the reason is because it's a new day, I still need Berach Sotoya. So here you have a big shayla. Berach Sotoya is one of the two mitzvahs of Teraisa, Pashas Teraisa, every Shemi person of Teraisa, Berach Samozin, and Berach Sotoya, the two da'aisas we have in the day of brachas. Then we got Sava da'aisa here. So what do you do? The best is, person's up all night, gets on to motu. But if back to our friend who's slept in the night, we're discussing person that slept, he went to sleep 3 o'clock in the morning, hours after alois, no problem. It's a new day, you have the shit, it's a new day. He was Mesiach Das, he slept. Hayois, he slept, and it's a new day, he can say Berach Sotoya, no problem at all. So that's Berach Sotoya. Someone once had the story, a person told me that he was a bach in yeshiva and he tried to fall asleep and he was lying in bed for hours and hours. Eventually, 4 o'clock in the morning, he decided to say he can't fall asleep, he's going to get up and learn. So now he was declaring, does he need to say a new Berach Sotoya? He tried to go to sleep, he didn't fall asleep. Does he say a new Berach Sotoya? So he called up a rav, he knew he was up at the time in Israel, and he said to him, no, why not? Because like we said, you were never Mesiach Das. You may have wanted to go to sleep, but as long as you haven't fallen asleep, you're not Mesiach Das from Torah. Torah is different. If you, a person has a meal, and he tries to say, I'm not eating anymore, even if you can't eat, you need a bracha in Mesiach Das. But Torah, he is never Mesiach Das from, that even though he tried to sleep, still, he doesn't make a new bracha to Torah, because he didn't actually sleep. If a person went to sleep, so our friend didn't sleep 2 o'clock in the morning, it's after Alois, still a new bracha to Torah in the morning, no problem at all. You have both shittas, it's a new day, and in Mesiach Das. Oh, Ashina's Arai is different. Ashina's Arai, a person sleeps in the day. A person in the day should also make Berach Sotoya, you've slept. At least you have one shita, according to that shita hold, that you've slept, even if it's not a new day. But the day you call it Ashina's Arai, it's a small sleep. A person at night, he sleeps, dozes off. So some say at night is always Ashina's Kabbat, even though you sit on a chair and on a plane. But this is the night hours, your body goes into regular sleep mode. But even if you don't say that, first you've got Machlokas here, if it's the new day or sleeping. Secondly, you've got a shadow whether you didn't sleep. And thirdly, it's Sofer Daraisa. So there's much more going for you to say Berach Sotoya, even if you slept on a chair at night. The best is something amazes you, which again is very easy, because come to shul, everyone slept in the night, usually. So it's not, everyone's making Berach Sotoya. No problem at all, it's something amazes you. But if not, you'll have this Heter, even a nice good Shinas Kiva. The two brochas that are the big problem, two brochas which are the question zone, whether you do or don't say, is Elikai Neshama and Amar Rishena. These two brochas were designated for sleeping at night. If you don't sleep at night, you don't make these brochas. So now you sleep after Alois. These two brochas, says huge machlokes Achronim, do you say it, do you not say it? One hand you slept, the other hand you didn't sleep, it wasn't a night sleep. So Mishmura says it's Taka Sofik, and he says you can't say them. There are others that do say. There's a famous tshuva of Ramosha where someone asks, the Arizal says you do say it, Al Pikaboy should say it. And Ramosha explains why it's not such a cheshbon. But Ramosha ends up like the Mishmura as well, it's Taka Sofik. So a person has a Sofik, he wakes up, he goes to after 1:10 tonight. Tomorrow morning, Elikana Shon Mavishena Be'ezim, we got a Sofik. We know the cloud, Sofik Brachos Lahakal. Again, I'm not saying that you can't, there are plenty of people that say it. People are doing a cheshbon with Alois, people rely on the other shits, all you can say it. But Mishmura, it goes Moisha, mainstream, Poiskim, who you normally go with, say don't say it. The best is, find someone went to sleep for 1:10, and ask him to be moit to you. Someone actually came to me this morning, said, asked me if I could be moit to him. I told him, no, I went to sleep too late last night, I could be moit to him. He told me he's going to go around and ask people. Now he's going to ask someone who holds the either Alois is later, or he holds that shit, so he can say. I don't know if that will help him. Why is he not saying it? Because he's got a Sofik to say it. This person who's saying it is the same Sofik. So the person saying it could be the Brachal of Atala. So you're moit to Brachal of Atala, I don't know if it's going to help you. You should find someone who, for you, needs to say it. Come on, someone who says, you know, I hold that I need to say it. Beautiful, but you don't hold that. So why are you listening to me? So the chayyur person who's chayish for this, if you go to hear from someone who holds differently, who's giving a different shitta, so I don't know if it works, could be here, could be not, I don't know. The best is find someone who's taka went to sleep before 1:10, and he's chayish for you, chayish for, and then he's saying the brachas, you know, that's great. You've got the brachas the perfect way. But those are the two brachas which are the question zone, Hama Vishena and Lekai Neshama. So if you don't want to say it, no problem, you're following the psak of Tela Poiskim. You do want to say it, the answer is how you say it. Usually we say some brachas lachas, so you don't say it. And the best is someone's moist to you, a little bit uncomfortable, so going around, asking people, can you moist to me? Okay, if you can, you can, you can't, you can't. But if you don't want to say them, that's also okay, because you're some brachas lachas. Just like you had the shahakal, someone told me, what do you mean? How can you not say Hama Vishena? Every time you have a suffix shahakal in the middle, what do? You don't get so excited. Same bracha. So, it's not a brach, like every side brach, for sure you should try. If you can't, you're stuck, you're an owner, so you can't do it. Sitzis. So every day we make a new brach on sitzis. If you kept your sitzis on the whole night, then you're running into big shailas, because it could be a sus lailo. The best is, if you're wearing a talis, no problem at all. The talis, for sure you make a new brach on, because that you didn't wear in the night. If someone was up all night, or slept with their sitzis on, you're running into shailas, sitzis. Again, huge machlaikas. The best is someone who's wearing a talis, is moitzi, or you put on it. If you're wearing a talis yourself, great, no problem at all. Just to end off, people aren't always aware. When someone is moist to your bracha, it's not dafka here. It could be any time. Person is moist to your bracha. And the morning, they have to ask, moist to you. If you're making hamoit to your home on challah and you've got around the table 10 guests, for sure you can ask, moist them. You don't need to think, hindi, mechavim, to moist them. Push me, moist to them. But the shaila, someone is not in the room. Someone is outside, someone walks in and says, oh, I need kiddush. If you're in a kiddush, a guy goes to a kiddush this morning, he makes kiddush, that's moist to everyone. All guns clearly swell. But if you're at home, you make kiddush, and your son in law walks in and listens outside, didn't even know he's there, could be one work. He didn't dream that you're going to be moitzi to him. Shalavai, Shofar, Megillah, all these things. So there in shul, you make Shofar, you do Shofar, Megillah, Bracha, he does to be moitzi everyone in shul and everyone, whoever exists. Person's blown Shofar at home for someone, he has Megillah in hospital. Something like that, where it's just a private person, he has a das to be moitzi him, he needs to have das to be moitzi, so you can't think afterwards, hey, I didn't hear Kiddush, do you know what? It was just very nice Shabbos morning, many people, they come to a Kiddush, they're all on diets, everyone's on diets today, they come to a Kiddush, not touching anything. The guy is kiddush, he hears it, no, I'm not touching cake. Then he looks at the cakes, and the whole picture changes. These cakes, I don't know, these cakes, suddenly the diet goes on hold. But his kiddush, he wasn't the yotzer, he didn't have das, he made the kiddush. He didn't cholam, he's going to eat, I don't eat my kiddushim. So now what's he going to do? Can't start eating, I heard kiddush, very nice, he didn't have das, he made it. You've got to hear kiddush again. And finally the last halacha, which is very negir, I had more than once come afterwards and said he had a problem, and that is with Omein. More than once someone said they went to hear Megillah, went to hear Shofar, and they didn't hear the bracha, they didn't say Amen to the bracha. Bracha is a non-ak of a mitzvah. Someone's made you a bracha and a mitzvah, then you can still do the mitzvah without it. Like we said, Megillah, Shofar, the classic examples. A woman comes late, runs into Megillah, she hears the growing Megillah. She didn't hear the bracha. You still yoy to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is always independent of the bracha. But like clearly, you hear the bracha, with das vi moitzi, and das vi yoytzah.